This is Radio Catskill. I'm Jason Dole, and I'm glad you're here with us right now. We are going to go to the phones for our first interview of the week. The 21st Fiercely Independent Woodstock Film Festival has announced its official 2020 lineup, featuring over 100 films and panels. And due to the pandemic, many screenings will take place at drive-in theaters in the Hudson Valley. Joining us with more details is co-founder and executive director of the Woodstock Film Festival, Mira Blaustein. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Hello, how are you?
Good. Doing good. So your press release announcing the lineup, you're saying, quote, in a year mired by a global pandemic, civil unrest, and political upheavals, it gives me a special pleasure to welcome the 2020 filmmakers and audience to the Woodstock Film Festival. That's your quote. So why are you so pleased to be doing that?
Why am I so pleased? Because it was such an incredibly hard journey to get us here. Back in March, we didn't think we will have a film festival. Back in April, it looked like an impossible task. And as time went on and we have studied a lot, learned a lot, tried a lot, we learned how to do what we call a hybrid festival that is partly online, virtually, and partly at drive-ins, and we've never done either one. So it's a new film festival with the same kind of great programming that we always had.
Did the choice of new venues, the choices that were left to you as venues for this, does the venue choice influence your choice for films?
Yes and no. When you do think about drive-in, you do want to think a little bit more on the entertaining side, I suppose. But the Woodstock Film Festival is truly an independent film festival, and we tackle a lot of challenging issues, and we show films that you would never see anywhere else. So yes and no. The program ended up being not that different from the way we normally do it. There are a lot of really great, interesting, engaging films that you would never get to see otherwise. And they are about all kinds of issues and different genres. And, we are doing an homage to an independent horror film company who's celebrating their 35th anniversary. So we are storing three horror films, and that's new to us, and that has something to do a little bit with being at a drive-in, and those films will be the last films of the night. Each night we're showing double features each night at the three different drive-in venues that we're using. So we have added that. And on the other hand, we also have a wonderful animation film that is showing at one of the drive-ins, and that is for the whole family. So again, that's the kind of film that maybe we would not show in an average year of the film festival. But by and large, it's just really, really great films that you can see. The same kind of stuff that you would see at a small art house theater at the festival, you now can see on a giant screen at a drive-in.
Let's talk about some of the films that will be premiering during this festival. What do you have for your opening night premiere film?
The opening night is the film called The Father, and that's a wonderful film starring Anthony Hopkins and Olivia. Olivia Colman, both of whom are Academy Award-winning actors. I have the feeling this film is going to be nominated for an Academy Award, but it is about the Anthony Hopkins character, an older gentleman who is going through what some elderly people go through, just in terms of the aging process. But it's an absolutely wonderful film, really about the human condition. And, of course, the acting is absolutely superb. So that is the opening night film. That in at the Overlook Drive-In, which is our biggest drive-in, it's 500 cars. So a lot of people can go there and enjoy everything that we're showing in that theater drive-in.
And I'll just give you this little behind the scenes look to what I do on my weekends. I get researching some odd topics, and late last night, the last thing that I was looking up on the internet were these fossils called ammonites. And I didn't know I'd be talking to you today. And I see here one of the films that you have is a film that's actually called Ammonite. So what's that one about?
Well, ammonite is really is. I mean, it is following a paleontologist, played by Kate Winslet. But it is actually a love story between two women, and it is set in the 1840s, which so it's a period piece. It's such a beautiful, beautiful film, and. Again, you have superb acting by Academy Award winners, and it's so the backdrop is the whole paleontology aspect of it, and the forefront is the relationship, the love story, and the two very different women coming from totally different backgrounds and age groups, and they develop this very special relationship, and it's passionate and beautiful, and beautifully done. So highly recommended.
And what is your guest-curated program, Telling Our Stories? What's that about?
Oh, I love that program so much. It's this is a program, a compilation of short films, the seven shorts in that program. It's called Telling Our Stories, which is bring you authentic stories made by African-American filmmakers, just filmmakers of color, actually, and they're curated by three filmmakers of color, Lacey Schwartz Delgado, who is also the wife of Congressman Antonio Delgado, as well as by Rodney Evans and Yoruba Ricken. And all of these filmmakers are extremely accomplished filmmakers, and they don't normally curate, they normally just make movies, but they have created a beautiful program that I hope many people will watch. It's important, and it's beautiful.
It's very authentic. Oh, good. We're going to have to get going in just about a minute here, but I guess what I want to ask you is, I'm wondering if you thought at all about the extent to which these special plans and accommodations that you've had to make to keep a film festival going during the pandemic, like to what extent are these like special steps that you think you're just taking this year? And to what extent are these possibly steps into what the future of movie viewing will be like?
It's a very good question. I think that a lot of us have discovered virtual programming and virtual viewing much more than we used to because of the lockdown and the pandemic. In addition to the drive-ins, we have a very robust and eclectic program that just can be viewed online. And Telling Our Stories was just a small part of it. There's a lot of full-length films and shorts and panels are all online. And I think that, and we have been doing, by the way, throughout the spring during the pandemic, we have been doing a lot of online programming that we offer to our audiences free of charge. So I think that more and more organizations, companies, people will put more content and this material online. And I think that film festivals, such as the Woodstock Film Festival, will... You know, following the film festival, I think we will go back to creating programs and offer them to our audiences online. And I think that even when the day comes and we can go back to the movie theaters without any fear of something, getting sick, I think that online programming, online content will just continue to grow, and you'll just I think it's you know, I mean, I can't say it's a good thing or a bad thing. It's just a thing, and but I do see that aspect of it growing. As far as the drive-ins, I think that the, right now they have novelty and people really love them, and I'm so thrilled that we can use them. But I don't know that that will remain, as much as I think that the online presence of film content on will remain to some degree and will continue to grow in that respect.
Okay, well, it's the
But what do I know? You know, I mean, I could be wrong. I don't have a crystal ball.
Right. Well, that's why I want to know what you were thinking about, because we're all kind of wondering what will come next. But what is coming next is the 21st annual Woodstock Film Festival. More information is at woodstockfilmfestival.org. We've been speaking to co-founder and executive director Mira Blaustein. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.